What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And finishing up with human-caused global warming. There are now 40 scientific papers that have been published in just the first few months of 2018 from climatologists who are not financially entangled with Al Gore's global warming cult. And all 40 of these new scientific papers are saying there's nothing unusual happening with the climate. There's no warming. And indeed, right now, Earth is slightly cooler, certainly than either the Roman warm period or the medieval warming period, which were periods of tremendous prosperity. The world didn't end. There was just food in abundance everywhere, because longer growing seasons. And that's why Rome and the Renaissance did as well as they did. They weren't having to spend every waking moment trying to grow or hunt food. It was just everywhere to be had. But politicians like to take something that happens naturally, declare it an imminent crisis, and offer to sell you a solution. Now, here's an interesting little story over in the Daily Mail. As you know, Leonardo DiCaprio is very much on board the global warming bandwagon, and he's going around the world lecturing all over the place. And a lot of people have pointed out the hypocrisy of his using private jets to get around the world. But Felicity Huffman is out there defending him, saying, who cares? He's doing great work. And there was a Michael Crichton book called State of Fear. And he called it early on that all this environmentalism was just another scam. He was talking about, and he came under furious attack from the global warming cult. And to the point where he'd given a lecture about how badly the Yellowstone National Park was damaged by well-meaning environmentalists. No evil corporations, but well-meaning environmentalists who just didn't understand what they were doing, and they caused huge amounts of damage. And it's a lecture that he used to give out there, and it was on his personal website, but it's since been taken down. So let's talk about computers. Let's talk about Cambridge Analytica. Apparently, their headquarters have now been raided by police and all kinds of documents seized. And basically, the company and its top executives are now under fire for violations of U.S. election laws. And government watchdog group Common Cause Monday filed a pair of legal complaints with the Federal Election Commission and the Department of Justice, accusing Cambridge Analytica and its parent company, SCL Group Limited, CEO Alexander Nix, SCL co-founder Nigel Oakes, data scientist Alexander Taylor, and former employee turned whistleblower Christopher Wiley, of violating federal election laws that prohibit foreigners from participating directly or indirectly in the decision-making process of U.S. political campaigns. So these defendants are all non-U.S. citizens. And they're still trying to put the focus on Donald Trump. The Trump campaign paid Cambridge Analytica nearly $6 million for services during the 2016 election cycle. But so did the Democrats. And that's the parts that's missing. When Obama was harvesting data, everybody said, oh, what a clever boy. And now they're trying to take what Facebook and Cambridge Analytica did and use it as just another brush to tar Donald Trump with, ignoring that the Democrats were using the same services. Now, Mark Zuckerberg is out there placing full-page ads in all the world's newspaper, basically saying, we're sorry, it won't happen again. Well, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Because interestingly enough, there's a video of a much younger Zuckerberg in an interview insisting that all of the data posted on Facebook belongs to the poster and that Facebook doesn't do anything with it, that it's all private, that the only people who can see your Facebook page are you and those people that you have allowed access to your Facebook page. Now, Facebook, apparently, people are starting to look at the data that has been harvested by Facebook. And Facebook somehow is able to log all your phone calls and texts. Now, Facebook claimed the function has always been an opt-in. You have to actually click on an option. But apparently, it was being done to pretty much everybody. One user, Dylan McKay, reported that from October 2016 to July 2017, his logs contained the data of every mobile call he's made, including time and duration, and data about every text message I've received or sent. How does Facebook get your phone calls? Now, Facebook users are trying to delete their profiles and archive their data and take a look at what's going on. The problem is, Facebook has pulled the plug on that because I went over to my Facebook page. You're supposed to be able to go into general settings, and down at the bottom, there's an option to download your data. And it can take like 10 minutes, and then they email you and say your data is ready to be downloaded and you can look at it. But that option to download doesn't show up on my Facebook page. So Facebook may have just been hit with a run of these, and they decided just, you know, it's none of your business what data we took from you. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Facebook stock has plunged because there is now a Federal Trade Commission probe, and the news that it is recording users' call logs. Don't even know how they get that. Now, the whole stock market took a real shock today. They were doing great till about midday, and then it fell off a cliff. The Dow closed 300-something down. Now, Sonos is pulling all of its advertising from Facebook effective immediately, and that includes Instagram. A lot of people are trying to distance themselves because what Facebook did, it's not just a violation of several laws. It's a betrayal of trust. And if there's one good thing to come out of this, it is a wake-up call to people that once you put something on the internet, it's fair game for everybody. Whether you're posting it on social media, you're storing it in the cloud, you have absolutely no guarantees that your data is going to be kept private or protected. Facebook just proved that to us all. They can get on out there and say, oh, yes, your data is private, it's protected. And say that with the cloud. I remember when there was a big stink where one of the earlier clouds, people were using it to archive their favorite MP3s. And they were promised that all these files were being encrypted with a personal key that only the end user had. Then it turned on out that the encryption was a complete bluff because the cloud company, in order to save disk space, would upload, you know, one MP3, and then everybody else who tried to upload the same MP3 simply got a pointer back to that first one, a link. So they had to know what was inside the content being uploaded in order to be able to do that. If you want privacy, you got to learn to write your own encryption. Anything that's bought off the shelf or online, the NSA already knows how to break it, or they've backdoored it. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Dave in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike. Hope you're having a blessed day.
Sure is beautiful. Thank you,
out
I am.
On the road. Great, yeah, it's been gorgeous. We were down in Georgia, just absolutely beautiful day. You know, I've got a couple of things I wanted to talk about, and you and I had discussed this before. You know, it seems like they'll bring in a Republican to do what the Democrats can't do, bring in a Democrat to do what the Republicans couldn't do. Case in point is Bill Clinton with NAFTA and GATT/WTO. A Republican would have been called a fascist. Or Obamacare, had a Republican ever said you have to do business with private for-profit private insurance companies, they'd be called fascists run off the stage. So it makes me wonder, if we heard Hillary say what Trump said, well, let's just ban them all and then work out the legalities. How loudly would we all be screaming? So in a sense, it almost makes me worry that maybe we are put up for this gun grab by, you know, from a Republican, because a Democrat could never pull it off. Just a thought. I certainly hope that's not the case, but the more I observe this man, the less I'm sure I even know who he is or what he's about. And that was one of the most stunning comments I've ever heard an American president make, and had it come from a Democrat, the right would have been all over the place. I mean, would have just went out of their mind. As it is, it kind of got a lot less publicity than it should have. So I just wonder if that's not the trick they're up to this time. What do you think?
Well, we know that, you know, obviously the health insurance industries wrote the original Obamacare, and they still want it to be somehow enforced because they made a huge amount of money off it. Sky-high premiums, sky-high deductibles, they were just raking in the dough. The health insurance lobbyists basically wrote the Affordable Care Act, and Obama sold it to us all with all of these lies about if you like your current plan, you can keep your current plan. And that turned out to simply not be the truth. Then they botched it with that website. It was a cash grab. It was a giveaway by President Obama, taking from the American people and giving to the health insurance industry, who in turn were donating heavily to Democratic candidates.
Sure, and you know, had a Republican done so, the left would have immediately started screaming, fascist, fascist, you know. And so only a Democrat actually could have pulled that off, in my view. I don't think politics of the day would have allowed a Republican to do it. And I don't think politics of the day would allow a Democratic president to grab the gun. But a Republican president may be able to. And so that was my concern on that. You know, have we been fooled again? I think we kind of think so on many levels. Now, to the issue of China, you know, Dustin made a point, and I'm probably guilty of it, talking about Chinese junk. And I'll be the first to admit, yes, they build the product in accordance with the specifics outlined by those who placed the order. I'm old enough to remember when Walmart went to Panasonic and Sunbeam, Hamilton Beach, Magnavox, a whole lot of American electronics manufacturers, and said either you're going to move your production capabilities to China so you can match these costs that we have bid on, or we're going to compete head-to-head against you with these Chinese import brands and freeze you out of our market. And they had such a market as being the primary access to rural America that these companies went en masse. So it wasn't that all American manufacturers just decided at once, oh, we're going to abandon our hometowns and the people who built our companies and move to China. There was great pressure on them from the primary retail vein to the consumer, Walmart among others. But I really don't believe that China is going to get drug into a war with America so long as there is any pulse in the American consumer. We've been their cash cow, and they are very smart. So the last thing they're going to do, and as soon as we go into a shooting war or actual hostilities, that trade is immediately cut off. That's the last thing China wants. So that's why I think they're at the negotiating table, kind of blinked, as you said. As long as there's a pulse and a dollar still circulating, they're not going to get drug into war. Whereas this whole thing with Russia, there's no reason to go to war except for the military-industrial complex and whatever sick power game that the leftists have in their heads. And then one last thing about guns. You know, Mike, you know as well as I do, this isn't about AR-15s. It's about your 9mm, about your .45, your .320, your .22, your semi-automatic pistol. Tens of millions more of those than there are AR-15s. But they have to get their foot in the door somewhere. And, you know, I'll just finish it with this. I used to do an ammunition comparison between American-manufactured ammunition and Chinese-purchased ammunition. I have been through a case of Chinese ammunition where you could barely get half the box to fire versus American rounds of fire every time. And so, you know, they have been selling us inferior ammunition with inferior products, but so long as the Chinese are able to find access to the American consumer, it's going to cut their nose off to spite their face to get drug into war. And I really believe that this whole Second Amendment gun grab thing could not be perpetrated by a Democrat. That's my two some things I wanted to throw out there. I'll let you go. Tell you God bless you and appeal to your audience to support RBM and whatreallyhappens.com. Thank you, Mike. I love you.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words here. Very often agendas are influenced by which party is in the White House and what can they get away with. And that is sadly a really lousy way to run a government. What can we get away with this administration? What can we get away with, if we get the opposite party into the Oval Office next election here? Getting on back to Facebook, apparently actor Will Ferrell is deleting his Facebook account. He's got like 10 million likes. And it's the bailout. Facebook, meanwhile, disabled the account of Safa, a Gaza-based Palestinian news site that had 1.3 million followers. And Safa is seen as sympathetic to Hamas, but an employee at the news site said in a phone call, the media outlet is independent and has no formal relationship with Hamas. So Facebook just disabled it, along with the accounts of 10 Safa editors, without issuing a warning or providing an explanation. Just said, it is gone here. Now, as you know, one of the people at Cambridge Analytica, Chris Ray, Chris Wiley, has turned whistleblower. And he's going to be state's evidence. And basically one of the things he's come out with is that Cambridge Analytica hired an Israeli firm, Black Cube, to hack the African election. And so, yeah, it's out there. The election systems are a joke here. Now, if you have Skype, Xbox, Office, various other services from Microsoft, you might want to watch your language because Microsoft is instituting a policy to ban offensive language. And if you start cursing on Xbox, you will lose your Xbox Gold membership and any Microsoft account balances. Because although our government may be dropping white-hot flaming death on people around the world who don't deserve it, we have to not use bad words to prove that we're a just and moral people. The FCC wants to ban Chinese tech from being used in U.S. phones and routers. They're concerned about possible surveillance backdoors. And after all, that's the NSA's job. So U.S. officials are now discouraging U.S. telephone and internet companies from purchasing Chinese technology that could be used for surveillance. And they're saying it's a threat to national security posed by certain communications equipment providers are a matter of bipartisan concern. Now, we talked about this, I think, last week. Kaspersky Labs released information on a newly discovered, highly advanced piece of malware dubbed Slingshot. And the malware targeted Latvian-made internet routers popular in the Middle East, Africa, and Southeast Asia. Kaspersky's reports revealed the malware had been active since at least 2012 and speculated it was government-made, owing to the sophistication and its use of novel techniques rarely seen elsewhere. As a matter of fact, there was another story that came on out and said that, this is a U.S. Invention deployed by the Pentagon without any concern whatsoever for what's going on in these other countries. Remember the Cloud Act that was part of the omnibus spending bill? The U.S. declares for itself the right to hack into any computer anywhere on Earth and read whatever data they want without regard to the nation's privacy laws where the server is located. I think these other nations need to understand that is a violation of their sovereignty. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We will be right back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than 2 of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Do you remember the first Pentium chip before they numbered them? A little bit of a kerfuffle after the Pentium had been manufactured, put into production, put into computers, gone into the stores, gone into homes. It was discovered that the chip actually had a math error in its floating point processor. And it caused a great deal of embarrassment, and Microsoft had Microsoft and Apple both had to issue patches to get around that problem here. And of course, more recently, we've been hearing about so-called manufacturing defects in Intel and AMD chips, which may in fact be mandated backdoors for the NSA. Especially if you look back on that last story that we just did about Kaspersky here. Well, apparently, NVIDIA's Titan V GPUs are also have a math flaw. And this is their flagship graphic card. And people are finding these graphic processors are very fast, much faster than the CPU in your computer. And so they use them for a lot of other tasks besides graphics. They use them for scientific simulations. And they're discovering that they're not getting accurate answers. And for certain recursive calculations, the error can actually build up over time until it becomes significant. And apparently one engineer told the Register when he tried to run identical simulations of an interaction between a protein and enzyme on the Titan V cards, the results varied. After repeated tests on four of the top-of-the-line GPUs, he found two gave numerical errors about 10% of the time. And these tests should produce the same output values time and time and time again. And raises the possibility, do earlier generations of NVIDIA hardware, they're saying on previous generations of NVIDIA hardware, that generally was the case. Apparently, this is a new problem that has just emerged with the Titan V. Now, interestingly enough, this is an article out of NextGov, policymakers are now starting to figure out what government is going to do when real artificial intelligence starts to come along. The name gets thrown around a bit, and there are some very intelligent software out there. They're certainly a long way away from being self-aware, but we're close enough, supposedly, where policymakers, in particular the National Security Commission on Artificial I'm sorry, that's the law they're passing. Basically, they've got a House bill that wants to start inserting government into the development and management of artificial intelligence. And it's called the National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence Act, creates an independent panel to explore recent advancements in artificial intelligence and assess the economic and national security impacts of the new technology. What they're asking is, does artificial intelligence threaten national security? Well, it all depends on the use that it's put to. Maybe they've been reading too much William Gibson, and they're worried about an AI breaking free and just saying, well, I'm going to run the planet now, which you cannot rule out that possibility. But there are always safeguards you can put on in if you put the safeguards in and you stay on top of them. But right now, we're seeing computer systems, even artificially intelligent ones, being tasked to very narrow context, very narrow tasks, in particular on Wall Street, with all the high-speed computer trading systems going on. And these systems don't think about anything except buying and selling. That's all. And so I rather suspect that we will never actually see an artificial intelligent machine that's self-aware, that's just allowed to sort of think about anything it wants. It will be given a job of some kind. And so whether it's a threat or not depends on what that job actually is. I think the real danger with all of this computerization is it breaking out of our control, much as the way the economy is not really under human control anymore. They can push and shove and massage a little bit. You've got the plunge protection team. But day-to-day economics, it's all computerized. And the turmoil that we see on the market, the volatility, is from all these systems basically trading back and forth, trying to gain just that tiny fraction of a penny. And it is out of human control. The humans, the CEOs that own these computers, think they're in charge of the world, but they're just along for the ride. So what are they going to give this new AI control of? And are we going to be able to keep control of the AI? And I think based on what we saw on Wall Street, the answer is no. At some point, it'll become too fast and too complex for humans to even manage it. We won't know if it's doing something right or wrong because we won't understand what's going on. And that really is an area of concern. We could be in the process of building our successors on Earth. We're going to take another break for commercials. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about computers, IT technology, its growing use to basically automate both surveillance and propaganda. In fact, there's even an article in Information Clearinghouse talking about the rise of weaponized AI propaganda machines. This was part of what Cambridge Analytica was doing, is they would snarf all this data about you, and then their software would say, this person will respond to an argument on these issues and these topics, and they would craft an individualized solicitation for you. And it sounds really kind of efficient and effective. But again, they're using the computers to figure out which buttons to punch to get you motivated to do something. And a lot of people are questioning just how effective that is. And certainly because it begins with the theft of your personal data, a lot of people are very, very much upset. Now, another story coming out of Blacklisted News. Police facial recognition smartphones will be used to create secret watch lists. So apparently they're working the bugs out of facial recognition, and they're creating these secret watch lists, a company called DataWorks Plus. They've got a portable facial and fingerprint biometric scanner for law enforcement. And apparently the facial recognition part of it can work from a distance. So they're going to carry these things around and they're going to be able to ID people instantly, hopefully. There's still a lot of false positive problems with these systems, but they're moving ahead with it. A lot of people worried about the surveillance state and saying, is it coming? Is it all, you know, will it never happen? It's actually already happening. And we're bringing it into our homes, or I'm not, but you are. It's that Internet of Things. It basically puts the status of all of your internet-connected devices online and available to be scanned so that somebody can come on in and say, see, when you're watching TV, are you using too much electricity, which is how they try and identify people growing marijuana in their basement. So you got to be careful about all this tech. You don't know what's inside. And maybe I'm just being an old fogey, because I grew up when computers were fun. Apple II, the VIC-20, I still have that. And you knew what was in them. Nothing was hidden. You could go on in and tinker and look at the operating system, and you knew what was in there. And I had a lot of fun with them, and I did a lot of good work with computers, both at NASA and in the film industry. But these days, it seems like all of our appliances are being turned against us by a government that's absolutely terrified of us. So I don't use Siri on my iPhone. We don't have one of those voice assistants in the house. And I'm not inclined to have any Internet of Things anything, because it's, to my mind, completely untrustworthy. It's more risk than gain. Now, Walmart has started testing of shelf-scanning robots in California that can check entire aisles in just 90 seconds. This is considerably faster than a human can do it. And basically what the robot does is it scans the shelf to see what products have been sold, where there are spaces and gaps. That data goes back to the stockroom, who then basically come on out with a cart to restock the shelf. And I'm pretty sure they're working on a robot to do that as well. And robots are cool, robots are fun. But this is a very, very dangerous direction for us to be going in. Because every one of those robots is displacing a human worker. It's making another unemployed American. And we're headed toward a situation where we're going to have shopping malls filled with robots trying to sell robot-manufactured goods with no buyers. Because the human workers won't have the money. And it's all going to fall apart. It already is falling apart. The consumer economy is in serious, serious trouble. Apparently, if you've done any financial traction with the city of Atlanta, you're advised to immediately protect your credit. Apparently, they had some kind of a breach down there that got credit card data. Meanwhile, this is a fun story. Apparently, researchers noticed that malware infections dropped 17% in the U.S., in the middle of February, and they finally figured out what was going on was that Christians were giving up online porn for Lent. And as a result, because those online porn places are havens for malware, you know, they're not putting that stuff up there just for free to be good people. But apparently this triggered a noticeable drop in online malware. NASA has just announced they have to delay the launch of the James Webb Space Telescope by about a year. And they're dealing with some major setbacks that NASA describes as avoidable errors by the prime contractor, Northrop Grumman. So that's been pushed back a year. Meanwhile, of course, all eyes are on the skies. A lot of people are very concerned about the Tiangong-1 re-entry, which all of the estimates and guesses are starting to narrow as being sometime this weekend, or sometime rather Sunday or Monday, most of them focusing on Sunday. And scientists are now admitting that it will be they won't be able to get a good guess on where it's actually going to come down until just an hour or so before it actually starts its reentry. And that's just the ugly reality. And it's a high inclination orbit. So the possible impact zones are from 43 north to 43 south. But the bands, the potential bands of impact are narrowing, and I'm glad to say that Tiangong 1 is not orbiting over Hawaii at any time. I got a little satellite tracking thing, so we're not going to see that. Thank goodness. If it does reenter, we might see it off to the south in the sky. So we'll just keep our ear on the radio. Now, there's an article, and it's talking about how CDC's vaccine science is covering up a giant conflict of interest. And that is because the CDC itself purchases and resells vaccines and promotes them. And so they have a conflict of interest that we're supposed to rely on the CDC to tell us that these vaccines are safe. But if they are profiting from them, that's a conflict of interest. Now, the CDC currently spends about $4 billion purchasing vaccines from drug makers every single year. Do you think the CDC is going to be willing to publish data showing vaccines are ineffective and dangerous? They'd be cutting their own throats. You need to remember the CDC is not an agency of the United States government. It is a privately owned company with deep financial ties to the pharmaceutical industry. That's where they get a huge amount of their funding. Now, here's a very ugly story. Over in Zaporizhzhia, Ukraine, they found this warehouse, and it was investigated because it was really kind of smelling, and it was old building, abandoned building, broken glasses, no security. But apparently some 4 tons of garbage were stored in the warehouse along with apparently 1.5 tons of biomaterials left after operations, including institutions working with pathogens like tuberculosis. Used medical instruments, equipment containing mercury, and heavy metals were found. Now, nobody knows yet how it got there, but you're supposed to follow certain rules when you dispose of medical waste because of the issues of contamination and danger. And so everybody's trying to find out, was one of the companies that were hired to properly dispose of medical waste just dumping it in this warehouse? That seems the most likely explanation. But apparently the government has now seized the building and they're going to take care of it themselves. That's very dangerous. I mean, tuberculosis is highly contagious. And you got a warehouse with tuberculosis all over the inside. Really amazing. I remember there was this story came out of South America, and I forget exactly where it happened. But apparently there'd been a medical practice that had gone out of business, and one of the machines they had in the medical practice was a radiation machine for treating cancer. And they just dumped it in a dumping ground. And some salvagers came around looking to take parts off of it, nuts, bolts, anything that could be reused elsewhere. And they opened up the container of cesium. And they thought that stuff was really cool. It glows in the dark. And they took the cesium home, and the kids were playing with it. They mixed some up with nail varnish to put on the nails. One of the worst radiation incidents in history. That actually happened in the early days of radium use, when radium was used for self-illuminating dials for aircraft. And there was this company, and I think it was in Massachusetts, where these women were hired to basically stencil and paint these aircraft instrument dials with this glowing paint. And nobody told them it was dangerous. And so they started using it as nail polish. Shades of Karen Silkwood here. Now then, there is a story here that came out of the Free Thought Project. And apparently there's this lady, Fatou Diouf, who's been braiding hair for her entire life. And she was so good at it, she jumped through all the legal hoops, sat through hundreds of hours of needless classes, and paid thousands of dollars so she could turn braiding hair into a job, into a career. And apparently because she had some people working for her who hadn't gone through the licensing process and hadn't paid the thousands of dollars. She's now being fined $10,000. I think that's a little bit of overkill. We're talking about hair braiding here. We're not talking about brain surgery. Now, you've probably heard about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, and all the environmentalists are up in arms about it. And I think the popular image of it is there's a patch of garbage that's floating so close together and so thick that you could walk on it. No, actually, it's really spread out. And it's caught in this North Pacific Gyre current. So it just spins around and spins around and spins around. There's been a new study that shows the garbage patch is actually 16 times bigger than previously estimated. And I'm sure somebody striving for tenure got that. And it would be nice if something could be done about it. But again, it's one of these messes like fracking or Fukushima. It's easier to get into the mess than to get out of it. What a mess of this world corporations have made. Over in Baltimore, they had a rally to protest the Catholic Church cover-up of sexual abuse cases. And apparently the protesters gathered at the Villa Assumpta on North Charles Street at Bologna Avenue in Baltimore County. And the Villa Assumpta is a retirement home, a convent for nuns run by the School Sisters of Notre Dame. Now, back in the 1970s, Sister Eileen Weissman was the principal at the Catholic Community Middle School, formerly the Our Lady of Good Counsel School in Locust Point. And one of the lay teachers under her supervision from 72 to 79 was later convicted, sexual predator John Merzbacher. Now, the protesters claim Merzbacher's tenure was a reign of terror for many of the students, male and female alike, and they insist that Sister Weissman knew or should have known about his serial sex abuses and other outrageous conduct. Well, we know that many institutions, especially the Catholics, do not want to open up about various transgressions. Claire, in fact, has written a song about those orphanages in Ireland, where all the children died. We're going to try and get it recorded real soon. Canada's residence schools that were also run by the church and all the native Canadians who died there. These things do happen. It's a very ugly world. And you need to understand that you have to go looking past corporate media, past the propaganda, past the public relations to see what's really going on in the world. And you've got to confront it. So all of us have a duty to confront bad people and bad things. I'm still very concerned that the Pope does not seem to be carrying through on his promise that he was going to be more transparent about serial sexual abuse in the Catholic Church here. Now, Airmobile has revealed a flying taxi that transforms from car to electric airplane. Now, that's got to be one heck of a battery. And basically, it's the first and only electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle that also drives on the road. It's called the Aeromobile 5.0, and it could someday eventually be your taxi. I'm rather dubious about that. It sounds like this is going to be extraordinarily expensive, but it's being built in Slovakia, and it has retractable wings that have ducted fans. And then a rear propeller provides the forward thrust. Now, speaking of taxis, apparently Arizona has now banned any further testing of Uber's self-driving cars following that tragic accident involving the pedestrian. I think that was a smart thing to do. Part of the issue certainly was the fact that that roadway was not adequately lit. If you've seen the front view video from that Uber car, you don't see the pedestrian until absolutely the last second, when she comes into the headlights. So maybe there needs to be a new developed sensor, like maybe have night vision on the car so it's able to see by starlight or moonlight and not be dependent on the streetlights, which don't always work. Or maybe a thermograph would be a good idea. But I don't think the technology is really developed to the point where I would be willing to risk my life in one. Besides, I enjoy driving. I enjoy driving. I don't want a driverless car. I want to basically go on out and have fun on the roadway. Okay, let's see. Lauren Southern gets a lifetime ban from Great Britain for criticizing Allah. That's just amazing. Let's see. A sociologist has come on out and said that under 10% of the March for Our Lives attendees were actually kids. The rest were over the age of 18. It was a bought and paid for stage show. All right, we're going to take another break for our last commercial, and we'll be back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there's been a little bit of a clarification about how Facebook is getting your text messages and calls. And I miss this because, first of all, I don't use Facebook anymore. And when I do, it's always at my desktop workstation. But apparently they're collecting this information from cell phones that have the Facebook app. And apparently one of the big problems is with the Android system, the lax app permissions basically allow the copying of the call logs. That's how Facebook is getting all this data. So, again, Once it's out on the net, it's there. And I think Facebook really is a wake-up call for the American people that we are being surveilled. There is no more privacy. They want to know what we're doing, what we're thinking, what we're ready to buy, who we're ready to vote for. And they sell that information all around the world. And I really don't like it. I don't even have a supermarket discount card. I don't want anybody knowing what I'm doing. I don't want marketers calling on in and saying, hey, see. I don't want my data sold to telemarketers. I don't think you do either. So we're coming up here on the end of the program. And sometimes this program gets very hard to do. And sometimes I get really, really tired. It's a very troubling situation. We're looking at all of these flashpoints all over the globe that could lead to a global war. And we're seeing so many of the people in leadership positions like John Bolton who think war is a great thing because they don't have to pay for it and they don't have to fight in it or anybody that they care about. And it just seems like we're being shoved forward into this global conflict. And we all ought to be very concerned. And we ought to stop worrying about whether Trump had consensual sex with a porn star and start really thinking about the things that affect our own lives. This rush to ban all guns, to seize all guns, the rush to war. We're going to see, I think, the Earth go through some dramatic dynamic changes in the very, very near future. And if you are not prepared to deal with a disruption in the supply chain, if you haven't prepped, now's the time to do it. Just be prepared to take care of yourself and your family for an extended period of time without the availability of tap water, without the availability of tap water, without supermarkets, and you have to be ready to do that. So it is rough doing the show. Anyway, I want to finish up by one more time reminding you all that RBN needs your help. If everybody listening to the show could send in just $5, it would really make an impact. And once again, the address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and at the website, share them with everybody by email, personal discussion. Stay away from the corporate social media. They're filtering like crazy. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.